Today's reading is from 2 Corinthians 8:16 through 24. Please turn to 2 Corinthians 8:16 through 24 or page 806 in the Bibles provided on the chairs. Thanks be to God who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you. For Titus has not only welcomed our appeal, but he is coming to you with much enthusiasm and on his own initiative. And we are sending along with him the brother who is praised by all churches for his service to the gospel. What is more, he was chosen by the churches to accompany us as we carry the offering, which we administer in order to honor the Lord himself and to show our eagerness to help. If we want to avoid any criticism of any way we administer this liberal gift, for we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of the man. In addition, we are sending with them our brother who has often proved to us in many ways that he is zealous, and now even more so because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and co-worker among you, for as our brothers, they are representatives of the church and an honor to Christ. Therefore, show these men the proof that you of your love and the reason for our pride in you so that the churches may see it. You may be seated. The children may go back to children's church.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we're thankful for the things you've given us. We celebrate your grace and mercy that we as a church could be honored and blessed just to be a part of this, Lord, and to speak into people's lives, adults, children, to a blessing, Father, that we can be light to them, we can be salt, Lord, that we are the aroma of Christ. And Lord, we just thank you for a great turnout, all the donations of candy, all the donations of people's time and volunteering. We thank you, Lord. We thank you so much. We pray this in your holy name. Amen and amen. So when we look at ministry, we look at doing the work like this, we always need help. And there's some people you can depend on. In fact, you call those people, who would you call at 3 a.m. in the morning? Because there's some people you would call, and there's some people, most people, you wouldn't, because they're generally your close confidants. You don't just call anybody at 3 in the morning, and you don't want just anybody calling you. Hey, you know, Doug, it's 3 in the morning, I'm out of milk, just want to let you know I'm running to the store. Yeah, you keep that to yourself. There are people that in your life, God has brought people in your life. And if you don't have, you probably want to have people. Someone you know you can trust and lean on. And you know that you're sometimes the people, the person that they can lean on. When we begin reading here in 2 Corinthians, in verse 16 of chapter 8, it says, "Thanks be to God who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you." Paul was writing this letter to Corinth, the church he had started. And Titus is there with him. And Titus is one of those people that if Paul had a phone, he would call Titus at 3 in the morning. And if Titus needed someone, Paul's the guy he would go to. They were good friends. They were co-workers. Titus was a Gentile, and Paul was a Jew. That usually didn't mix very well. They were from the opposite sides of the track. But in Christ, that didn't matter. He was one of Paul's chosen travel companions. And we're not just talking on getting on I-70 or 94 and going across the United States, as difficult as that would be. These people were on roads, and yes, the Roman roads were a great system for that time, but it was still very dangerous. What would take us 3 hours, 4 hours could take a day or two. It was difficult. He was called a fellow worker. He was someone that Paul felt that they were fellow workers. They were in it together. For this church in Corinth, he was Paul's trusted emissary. This is the guy, as Paul was working with his church, Titus was the other guy that did the work with him. He was the kind of guy you could trust with the money. He assisted with the collection for the church in Jerusalem. As we all know, you just can't trust everybody with money. And especially then, there's no electronic money. You were carrying it with you when you went on the road. No checks, no credit cards, and he trusted him. Paul at one time identified, you know, Titus and Barnabas as his chosen companions. Again, you don't want to go on the road with someone you can't trust. He was Greek, he was a Gentile. So when they were working with the church in Jerusalem, because they were trying to preach to the Gentiles, he wisely sent Titus. He knew that would be a wise thing to do. Again, as an emissary to the Corinthians, when things kind of went south, they'd kind of walked away from Paul. Paul sent Titus. It's a mess. You're not just going to send anybody. You know, they got super apostles, and like, who's Paul? We don't really want to listen to him. You know, he talks about the tearful visit. He talks about the painful letter. And he can't make this trip. You're not just going to send anybody. You're going to send a person you trust. Someone you would be willing to call at 3 a.m. He was a proven worker. He had proven pastoral skills, and more than just skills, to go into a difficult situation, he was someone Paul could count on. Once when they were at a rendezvous, Titus was unable to make it, because you would have the shipping season, and you didn't do it in the winter because of rough waters, and for whatever reason, Titus couldn't make it. And Paul says, my mind could not rest because I did not find my brother. My mind could not rest. And he speaks of the joy when they came together. In part of the reading today, it says there were other workers or emissaries. Some use the word representatives. Some use the word apostles. And they were all part of this work. But as he does this, Paul picks up Titus even differently and says, my partner. Not just another apostle, but my personal partner. He calls him my true child in a common faith. Probably he was his spiritual father in that sense. He would be the one who had led him to the Lord. So Paul felt personally responsible for him. Imagine, you know, when you're a parent and you raise a child, you're a teacher, you have students, or it's just in Sunday school classes and you're working with people, and the ones that you minister to, you feel a certain bond to. And Paul wrote Titus a letter because he had sent him to Crete, not just to start a new church, but to correct a deteriorating pastoral situation and appoint elders. Again, you would send someone you trust. He writes in the book of Titus, to Titus, my true son in our common faith, grace and peace to you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. The reason I left you in Crete, he's like, I got a job for you, I'm going to leave you, was that you might put in order what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I direct you. People are important. Relationships are important. You know on the job who you can trust. If you're leaving and you have to have someone cover for you, you know who you would trust and who you wouldn't. Titus was one of those guys. Because as I've said here before, everything happens in relationships, as we see in this church. In verse 17, for Titus not only welcomed our appeal, but he is coming to you with much enthusiasm and on his own initiative. Titus not only worked for Paul, he took it upon himself and became invested in the church. oh, that's Paul Church. I'm doing it for Paul. You know, it's like, I'm just working, putting in my time, clocking in, clocking out. No. Much enthusiasm on his own initiative. I know when I was a boss, a supervisor, there was nothing like having employees who took initiative, who said, well, Doug, you just told me to do that. You didn't tell me to do that. Okay, there was a problem and you walked by, yeah, because you told me not just to do this. And then you got other employees who say, Doug, I saw this problem, I went out and fixed it. Is that okay? Amen, sister, it's okay. Amen, brother. Titus took the initiative. And we are sending him along with the brother who is praised by all the churches for his service in the gospel. An unnamed man. What is more, he was chosen by the churches to accompany us to accompany us as we carry the offering, which we administer in order to honor the Lord himself and show our eagerness to help. More people are jumping in. They're unnamed. They're unnamed to us. Why does Titus get listed? Well, it seems like he's closer and more personal. But these workers were also called out for what they were doing. There are no unnamed people in the sight of Jesus Christ. Oftentimes, there are so many people in a church like this, and we're a small church, mega churches. You see the pastor's name, the elders' names on the billboard. You know their name on the internet. There'll be a website, Our Leaders, Our Pastor. They'll have a picture of him or her. And they can't do a thing without you. Pardon my sports analogy. It's like a quarterback without an offensive line. It's totally worthless. You might as well not have the best quarterback in the world if you don't have an offensive line. These people, unnamed, did the work of the ministry and they went about it. You know, in a sense, none of us are going to change the world here. But these people, the Tituses, the unnamed, they changed the lives of people around them, and that meant everything. So in a sense, they were world changers. In addition, we are sending with them our brother who has often proved to us in many ways that he is zealous, and now even more so because of his great confidence in you. Another person, another nobody. But again, I'd say, go to an assembly line where people are working. You take one person off, everything falls apart. Everyone is needed. As we shared, you know, every person is needed at the harvest party. And every person is important. Because last year we didn't have a full harvest party, we just handed out candy. 2 years ago, we still had Billy Jones and Bill Long here. And those old gentlemen, when they're 85 plus. Billy Jones, I believe, 86. So probably 84 at that time, 85. Bill Long was probably 89, 90. And they were out there. Bill started the fire. Bill brought the wood. Bill had the lighter fluid here. Billy Jones made the s'mores. And now new people have to step in. Those people who came, those 500 who come through, they didn't know who Bill or Billy were. We did. And we were appreciative. We loved them. And it seems like such a small task. But it matters. It matters. And when one piece is gone, you notice. Hey, who's going to light the fire? Who brought lighter fluid? None of us have a lighter. As for Titus, he is my partner and co-worker among you, these other apostles of the church in honor of Christ. Therefore, show these men the proof of your love and the reason for our pride so that the church can see it. Let's honor one another. Let's come together. It takes people partnering together, getting to know each other, working together. Working together to do the work of the ministry. Partners and co-workers in Christ. Going back to verse 20, we want to avoid any criticism the way we administer this liberal gift. For we are taking great pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of man. As partners and co-workers in Christ, we have to trust each other. As a church here, we have to work together. You know, some of the things we do. We have our annual meeting. We're transparent about what we do. We don't hide it. Now, we don't go put it in the newspaper. It's more for people in our church. But we show who and what we are. We call people to join in. It's not just a few. Sometimes when you ask people to do things, they'll go, that's really not for me. And then, but I can do this. Or they'll say, well, you know, I thought about it and I prayed about it. And I'm willing to join in. We just had that for Sunday school, even Dave Parsley. Asked someone to step in and the first answer was kind of no. And they come back and say, well, maybe I'm willing to. But we're joining in to do the work of the ministries. We are all partners and co-workers. We have people count the money. We have different people count the money to rotate it, to be transparent, to be ethical. He says, you know, he says, we didn't want anybody to be able to criticize us. We're not a perfect church. We make mistakes. Because anytime you have two or more, you have problems. You just will. But it's people coming together to do the work of the ministry. As I shared a few weeks ago, you know, sometimes after a nice event like that harvest party or some youth trip or something, you know, you get together and go, it's nice to win some. We needed a win. It's nice to have a good experience. It was nice to have a good showing, to have a good service, to have a good harvest party, to have everyone come together and you're like, thank you, Lord. Because some days, it doesn't go well. You know, during COVID, sometimes it was really a struggle because we didn't get to do anything. And it just went on and on. But what's so amazing is how many people here just kept the faith. Maybe not able to attend. Maybe did attend. But still, whether they're here or not, was able to come together, help in ways that we could help. The body of Christ building each other up, partners together. You see, as we started this service today, none of it's possible. The band has to come in early to work on the sound because only God knows where that static's coming from. 2 weeks ago, the whole thing just blew up. Nobody could hear a word we said. It takes people working on it. Before the sermon today, Pat and Randy and Jessica up here sharing about what happens. You know, you just give a young lady an action Bible and they tear up. I mean, really, you should have saw Pat over there after he came over praying for her. He was just shaking and he was red. I mean, he's like, wow. I mean, he was, I think, more blessed than she was. You know, and Randy and I mean, I think it was 10 after, and it was like, there wasn't a lot of people here yet. We're like, well, and then 5 minutes later, it was overran. And then even we're talking like, wow, everybody showed up to help, man. You know, because we're a little worried. You know, after COVID and different things, you get out of the habit of doing it, and you guys just showed up. And we had people everywhere. It's nice when people come up, what can I do? And you're like, I got to go look for something for you to do. That's a quality problem. And it was really just a blessing when Jessica and Randy told me about that. And I saw Pat and I said, you guys need to share the congregation. That's what it is, being partners and co-workers in Christ. Let's bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Tituses and the Timothys in our church. All of us coming together, that we'd all be that, Father. Trusted co-workers to do the ministry of Jesus Christ, to be partners and co-workers together for your glory. And Lord, we just thank you for how well the harvest party went. We thank you, Lord, for the youth. And Lord, those that are going through difficult times, Lord, we pray that we as a church could be a blessing to them and reach out to them. We pray this, Almighty God, empowered by your Holy Spirit, in the name and character of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we close today, we're going to close in communion. If those who are going to pass the elements could come down and please pass the elements. Ours is a communion for believers, all those who are believers in Christ Jesus. So if you do not feel comfortable, you can just let the elements pass by you. And then after the elements are all passed, we'll partake in communion together.